This is the BBC News with Nick Kelly. The FBI now believes that six separate attacks in the US state of Texas are the work of a serial bomber. In the latest incidents, two explosive packages were left at separate FedEx offices. Only one of them detonated, injuring an employee. From Austin, here's Gary O'Donoghue.
This is a situation rapidly escalating out of control. The confirmation that two more bombs have been discovered takes the total to six since the beginning of the month. The police are urging the public to be vigilant and say there's an ongoing threat. While investigators seem short on any leads and any idea of motive, the fact that they now have one intact device to examine should deliver more clues over who is responsible. But the sheer randomness of the attacks makes it hard for anyone to know where the next one might come from.
North Korea has rejected claims that sanctions have forced its country's leaders to the negotiating table. The state-run media agency in Pyongyang announced that it was driving a peace offensive with South Korea and the US, not pressure from the international community. There's been no official response from North Korea since President Donald Trump accepted an invitation to talk with Kim Jong-un. From Seoul, Laura Bicker reports.
This appears to be the first time North Korean state-run media has described what it calls a sign of change in the country's relationship with the United States. There was no mention of the summit between the two Korean leaders at the end of April or a proposed meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump at the end of May. The commentary dismissed the idea that sanctions and pressure were behind the North's willingness to talk and instead said it was an expression of self-confidence from the state.
An independent review is to be carried out into a bush fire that destroyed around 70 homes in eastern Australia following allegations of a turf war between emergency authorities. It's been claimed that rural New South Wales Fire Service rejected offers of help from metropolitan fire crews, hindering the rescue effort. This is the World News from the BBC.